Welcome to the Random Musings podcast by Pheno Audio. We'll start, again, with the world of politics. One of the things that I've noticed recently is not only the rhetoric by both the left and the right that seems to be increasingly nasty in its conversation, even among people that I respect, but also even looking at political cartoons. Even in some of these pictures, they will describe a politician with blood on their hands, with some kind of death responsibility. And to me, it seems very unfair and outside the bounds of good taste. And so that's one of the things that I've seen in politics based on emotions that just seems really out of bounds. And now a look at the world of baseball. Always broken like Brooklyn, after losing the bat. Old sun bleached bleachers at Evans, tore the hearts from our chests. I have to admit, as a Pirates fan, it's a bit heartbreaking to see the success of both Charlie Morton and Gerrit Cole. And I've seen some things in social media suggesting that perhaps the Pirates are approaching their pitching staff in a way that's ineffective. I don't know if that's the case or not. I look at the Pirates' young pitching staff as having a great deal of potential. And even though that very same pitching staff was responsible for blowing leads in four games recently against the Philadelphia Phillies, I think it's going to be a strength of the team later in the year. A rotation right now with our young pitchers plus Charlie Morton and Gerrit Cole would really be a fun thing to watch. Unfortunately, the Pirates are not spending the money that would allow them to keep some of their better pitchers and still bring up the young ones at the same time. And now let's take a look at theology. He said I wasn't going to heaven, then I'll see him down in hell. I thought I was going to heaven, now it's very hard to tell. I hold these views, but I get no respect. Theosis, that's not theologically correct. On Sunday, the sermon was concerning the Good Samaritan, and you probably know that story. But it begins with a legal expert coming to Jesus and asking about what must be done to inherit eternal life. And after Jesus said to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, he continued on and said, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, the legal expert said, well, who is my neighbor? Then Jesus launches into the parable about the Good Samaritan. And instead of asking what I thought would be the logical question to ask based on the expert's question, Jesus asked a different question. What I expected him to ask was, so, for which of these three men, the Samaritan, the priest, and the Levite, out of those three, who actually had as a neighbor the man that was robbed and beaten on the road? And obviously the answer would have been all three. All three of them should have responded with mercy and care. However, Jesus asked a question that kind of turned things around. He said, who is a neighbor to the man who was beaten up? Well, if we're supposed to be loving to our neighbors, it's kind of turning the direction of that arrow by asking that question. So I do have a little bit of a theory here. When you go back to the Old Testament and the command to care for your neighbor goes back to a passage that talks about the neighbors being one in your community. So who is in the same community as the man that was beaten up? Who is really in that area of belonging with him? Well, it was the Samaritan. So who is the Good Samaritan? Well, obviously, Jesus, in our case, has done that for us because in a moral sense, we are all bleeding, beaten up, robbed, and in a situation where we can't heal ourselves. So I think maybe a possible part of this story beyond caring for our neighbors, which I think is appropriate, is the sense that Jesus actually is in community with us, whereas those that are relying on the law, the priests, the Levites, for their righteousness, they're not in community with the man that is suffering. I don't know if that's exactly the purpose of Jesus' story there, but I think it's interesting that Jesus asks a question that really does not connect with an expected question in that parable, and I don't hear it talked about very often. And now the world of football.
Do big boys cry? Do they come down from the place on high?
So the good news, the Packers do have what's almost a bye week, their first week, playing the Chicago Bears. That being said, they play the Minnesota Vikings in week two. So that Bears game, even though it should be an easier game on the schedule, could be a big problem if they overlook it. Hopefully, the enthusiasm about the start of the season is going to be enough to keep them engaged in that opening game and not looking past it, but I do have some concerns about that. Now on to the world of music.
One, two, three.
The greats lost track of all time. The late greats tripping time. You can't hear it on the radio. You can't hear it anywhere you go.
Two of the musical artists that I listened to quite a bit in high school and early college were Dallas Holm and Mylon Lefevre. And Dallas Holm kind of had a very gentle singing style that reminds me a bit of Don Williams. And Mylon Lefevre back in the day was a little bit more on the old Southern rock style. And now both of those artists have moved into more of a Gaither band kind of sound. In fact, Mylon Lefevre doing things with the Gaither vocal band. I really had wished that both of these artists might have stayed where they were as far as the genre of music that they created. They've seemed to go away from that, and I think much to their detriment. Another band that's changed over time has really been the Altar Boys, where they went from kind of a punk style of music to a rockabilly music. And it's good to see that they're going to be maybe swinging back to that old style of music if they get the funding from the public to support that endeavor. And now let's talk about the world of education.
Tom knows that proper grooming is a byproduct of a healthy attitude and high moral fiber. Tom likes people, and people like Tom.
So last week presented the second national walkout related to the support of more gun control. And I really think that the schools have dropped the ball on this. I do believe that young people need to have an avenue of protest, but I don't think it should happen within the school realm. I think that that is going to be counterproductive. And just a case in point, obviously I think that young people should be protesting the country's support of abortion on demand. And yet I don't think that walking out of school and leaving your opportunity to learn is the proper avenue for that very valid protest. So I think that schools are going to have a problem drawing a line as to what matters are not worthy of support of a walkout. And when you start drawing those lines, it becomes a very subjective thing. And I think they're going to run into some trouble down the line. And now let's talk a little bit about audio entertainment.
You're speeding, you're going running everywhere. Can't tell you, and listen, tell you I'll be there. I can tell you, it's just to tell you.
One of the disappointing things that's happened in the last 10 years is Dennis Miller getting out of talk radio. There are a lot of people that I follow on talk radio, from Ben Shapiro to The Morning Answer on WIND to Lino Rulli, the Catholic guy. But one of the things I really liked about Dennis Miller, if I were to picture myself in a setting just talking to someone conversationally, I think Dennis Miller would be the one that I would pick. Now, there are reasons that I'd really like to talk to a man like Ben Shapiro, someone like Lino Rulli, but if I was going to just simply enjoy the conversation, I think Dennis Miller would have been the one. So I miss him not being involved in that way. I heard he's doing some kind of limited sports kind of podcast, and I might have to check that out. But when he was on the radio for a couple of hours a day, it was a really enjoyable thing. And now on to the world of technology.
I thought by now we'd live in space and eat a pill instead of dinner and wear a gas mask on our face. A president of female gender.
I've been using my lynda.com account quite a bit. I did sign up for one, and then it became part of what's available to us through work automatically by being an employee. I think that there's some great things out there, and it's well managed. The videos are of good quality. They're well put together. I think the vetting process must be excellent. So I would highly suggest that you check out lynda.com for anything, whether it be something like podcasting that I've looked at recently, or something dealing with technology, photography, anything that's either a hobby or something that's related to a career. I think you really can't go wrong by checking out lynda.com. I believe they have a 30-day free trial. And now something from my personal life. The other night, I was able to spend about an hour with a friend that is at stage 4 bone cancer. And what was amazing to me, a couple of things. Number one, how much laughter we shared together. I showed pictures from my recent trip to Ethiopia with him. We were looking, because he's been involved in construction, at some of the crazy scaffolding that they use outside of the cement buildings out there. But then the second thing, he's really not experiencing any fear or anxiety related to death right now. And he's a little bit concerned because he's not experiencing that fear. I didn't know exactly what to tell him. My first idea is that God's probably blessed him with a special peace because of his prayers and the prayers of those that love him. He didn't seem disconnected in any way from the activities happening in life. He's just not experiencing that fear. And he has something to look forward to. And from our conversation, I could tell he was really eager to be with his Savior. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening to Random Musings by Pheno Audio.